Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
There's two guys. A man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stu Gotts, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
Stu Gotts, we're still kind of getting everything together for the Super Bowl. And this is Stupidity, so what do you want to do for Stupidity this week?
I want to air Tom Brady, the one time we had him on, off the golf course.
So just like to honor his memory, this is Tom Brady's one interview.
Yes, this is the one time Brady was on Stupidity. He was coming off a golf course. I think he was with Tampa already. And what I'd like to do is flex our muscle and re-air and be lazy and re-air the Tom Brady interview that we already did as a tribute to Tom Brady. You
as know? Tom would have wanted it.
I think I promised him that, hey, when it's your last day, when you retire, I will re-air this again. Get a little second run, you know,
did
for
you?
Tommy.
Yeah. Can we have a big week next week, and we have a number of guests, some that we're excited about. Well, I shouldn't say that. We're excited about all of them. We're excited about all the guests. I still haven't, Stu Gotts, sent out the email. I typed it out and then didn't send it, where I was asking the guest bookers to go after the OBGYN, because I was like, I can't in good faith send this email. This is just too much. This is too much. I can't send it. I feel
you
like
want
it's
me to
too...
send it.
No, I just feel so intrusive that I don't know that it's a good idea to send that email.
Here's the deal: if you draft it, I will send it. Okay, I'm shameless, but I'm not writing it. So whatever you've written, send it to me, and I will send it on to them. Okay, because I don't give a shit. I mean,
let's do it.
Yeah,
really. But what is like? What questions would you ask?
I have no idea. I mean. I didn't know what I was asking Brady until Brady was on. I mean, that's how I roll, you know?
No, trust me. If I remember the interview correctly, I figured that that's what was going on that day.
Yeah.
It was kind of, it felt like, I think if I remember, because I wasn't invited to be part of it, which was kind of rude because I feel like I was the closest to Charlie at the time, but he didn't invite me. He invited you and Chris Cody, which I thought was weird. And at the time, I was actually recording a podcast with him about like reality shows. So I was actually like, this is weird. But anyway, we have the Super Bowl that we're planning this week. What should we do? Because I just want to do a quick planning session with you if we can before we get to the Brady re-air that everybody's been longing for all week since he retired. We have a lot of like loose ends that we should probably like tie up for God Bless Football. We didn't have a visit this season from our friend Lacey.
Right.
We didn't check in again with Roslyn, which I feel like we should check in with Roslyn to find out who Roslyn thinks is going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We're in this situation, Mikey, and I don't even think that you know about this. We're in a situation with Carl where I think Carl retired on us and may not be coming back to God Bless Football, which was odd.
Weird.
Yeah, because there's only one
I am
week
aware
left.
Of that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm going to reach out to him and see if we can get him. If not, Mikey, what do you think of this idea that I had that me and Sugats were going back and forth with? So every week he comes on and he promotes his law firm, Douglas Hicks Law, right? I told him, I go, if we can't get Carl, we should get Hicks. Whoever Hicks is, we just get Hicks to come in and make the pick for him that week.
That's amazing.
Or Troy.
Yeah, that's what we should be doing.
Or Troy.
Troy the lawyer, yeah.
Troy, yeah. It is this weird thing that happened, Mikey, where Carl Douglas out of nowhere like divorced us because I feel like Lebatard made him feel bad. Lebatard absolutely made him feel bad. He said, you're a God Bless Football guy now, not a Lebatard show guy. I'm the co-host of the show. Like, what is Lebatard doing?
I mean, in fairness to that situation, we had a trial coming up and we needed a lawyer to represent us in this trial. So we called the best lawyer that we knew.
Troy.
It's not our fault he had so much fun.
He he did ask to keep coming back to making gigs. They were like,
What would I say? No. Come. I mean,
right. I'm not going to say no.
Right. As opposed to Troy, who we couldn't find after the first time he was
Troy. On. I mean, I don't want to speak poorly of Troy because he's a lawyer, but Carl kind of wiped the floor with Troy, it felt like, during that trial. Yeah.
Well, you know how much.
Listen, Troy didn't really have a case to stand on. He was just kind of doing the song and dance.
Did it appear Carl had a case in the OJ trial? I mean, honestly.
Wow.
And he made a case of it. I mean, he did. Yeah.
That's what lawyers do.
That's what the great ones do.
They find a way. Say Troy's deep. Troy's not one of the great ones.
No, he's a mail-in attorney. I mean,
mail. Whoa!
I'm just saying. He likes the plea bargain. I mean,
so
well, he's like Daniel Caffey in A Few Good Men, Mikey. You remember before he went to court, he had never been to court before. In fact, that trial was the first time he had stepped into a courtroom when he took on Jack Nicholson. That's
so. This
Troy.
Is what a courtroom looks like.
Yeah, exactly right. I love you, Troy. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You don't love Troy.
I don't even know Troy. I mean, I don't. Yeah.
What what do you think K-Funk's going to do after the season's over?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't really thought about it. Why are you so concerned about it?
I just want, because it's like, you know, it's the one chapter's closing in this football season, and we didn't have them on this week because there was no games to pick, and we weren't going to have them to pick the Pro Bowl, because what's the point of picking the Pro Bowl? Did you see? I didn't know, Stugatz, that the longest drive for the Pro Bowl was a golf thing. Did you know that? In the Pro Bowl games, the category longest drive was them playing golf.
Yeah, I knew that.
But we did a thing where it was like, what do you think you'd be best at? And you didn't pick that one. You said that.
No,
you...
I said no. I answered that by saying the longest drive, I'm not a long driver, so it's not something I would win. I can hit them straight. I don't hit them long. So that's not something I feel like I'd be good at. I felt like the obstacle course was good for you. And dodgeball was good for Mikey A. I forgot the one that I chose as my skill, but it wasn't long drive.
Did you see any of it or no?
No.
So I saw some of it. The part and it was all ridiculous, right? The part that I was wondering, what are we doing here? Was the water balloon toss? Like when I'm seeing like linemen throw water balloons back and forth, I was like, what are we doing here? This has nothing.
Trial and error, though, Bill. I mean.
This has nothing to do with anything. And then the remember how we were reading that there was like a dunk tank situation where the two coaches would have things dunked on them? So Eli was on one side, and I think Ray Lewis was on the other side. I don't remember who it was. I think it was Ray Lewis. It wasn't Peyton, right? And I was half watching. And it wasn't water that came down on them. It was like confetti. It was like the Harlem Globetrotters almost. Like it was just confetti that fell down on their head, which is not at all what anybody wanted to see in that situation.
You're probably right. Yeah. I can't believe you're breaking down the Pro Bowl and watching this much of the Pro Bowl when the Tom Pro Bowl Brady games, is standing by. I mean,
well, we have to get to Tom, but I'm just trying so that we can kind of all get on the same page and the listeners kind of know what to expect from us next week, because next week we're going to have a lot of content that we're going to be responsible for, because we're going out to Radio Row, and I think that we're going to be responsible for like 2 hours a day. So it's going to be a lot of us if you want. And we're booking guests left and right. I didn't tell you this. I didn't run this one by you, but I just said, you know what? Let's do it. Because last year we talked to Chef KK and we fell in love with Chef KK, Von Miller's chef. Mm-hmm. This year I said okay to a Super Bowl commercial expert who could come on and break down Super Bowl commercials with us and tell us the business of Super Bowl commercials, etc. They asked us, do we want the expert before or after the Super Bowl? I said, we need to get ready for the big game with a Super Bowl commercial expert.
Mikey A, why are you shaking your head?
I don't want spoilers. I hate spoilers. I want to be surprised with the commercials just like everybody else.
Yeah, Billy, I tend to agree. We're going to have so much to do out there that I would love to have that person on the Monday after the Super Bowl. Okay. I'm with Mikey A on that. I think that's where Mikey's headed, right? So
you want me to change
Monday after the Super Bowl to break down all the commercials with us. That'd be fun. I've never had a commercial expert on. That'd be great.
Commercial expert, and I shouldn't say this before we have someone on as a guest, right? What makes someone a commercial expert? Like, if we're breaking down the commercials that we saw during the Super Bowl, right? Do What makes them more of a commercial expert than I do about like what happened in the Doritos commercial? You know what I mean?
Declaring it.
So you
he
just
was
go
the first to say I am a commercial expert, and now you have to address me as such.
I feel like we should find some random things where there are no experts and declare ourselves the first expert in that field. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. I said that we would love to take a commercial expert. And we have options for commercial experts because there's multiple commercial experts.
Really?
That we can talk to.
Who's the original, though? I mean,
the original commercial expert?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, Stugatz.
What are the options? Hold on. Are there names that we would know? Right.
Well, do you know anyone in the commercial expert industry?
No, I had no idea it was an occupation until you just told me. So that's a fair question by you. What are we doing for parties and stuff? What do you think? Like Golok's inviting us to some stuff. We have invites.
You need to stop committing to things and asking people for things because you ask him for something earlier that is literally on our busiest day. And you're like, let's go to do that. And it's like, nope, we have 14 interviews, like literally 14 interviews scheduled that day. Can't do that one.
It was the Gridiron Greats Golf Tournament. You hear the names that were there? I mean,
yeah, you passed on half of those as just regular guests.
I don't think so. I would never do that. Sonny, get out of here. Like who? Name one. Name names. Name
I'm not naming names.
Name one.
Half the people you're like, I don't think I want to talk to them. And then Golik's like, they're going to be golfing. You're like, we're broadcasting live from there, buddy. And it's like, no, we're not.
Who did I say no to? I want to know.
How many parties do you plan on going to? You plan on doing something like every night?
I only want to go where there's content. That's it, Billy. Like, I don't care. The partying doesn't matter to me anymore. I'm 50. It's like, I'm not, I can't do it like I used to. I want to go where there are great guests and where there's going to be content. That's what I'm looking for. So if Golik's little cigar party with Jaws that he's having on Wednesday or Thursday night produces some great guests, I'm there. If not, we're gone. That's how I roll.
Cigar party is funny.
Yeah, with Jaws. I mean, I want to have Jaws on. Jaws would be fun, no? Little Sal Pal. I mean,
you think Sal Pal's there? Sal Pal's going to be
there. Sal Pal's there, trust me, okay? Sal Pal, if Jaws is there and Golik is there, I assure you, and Mikey is agreeing with me, Sal Pal is going to be there, okay? Now, he might not like us, but he's going to be there nonetheless, all right?
Can I give us another Super Bowl spoiler of someone that we're having on? And just the plug I thought was like incredible is Steve Levy. Because I believe he's calling the Super Bowl in Australia, which I didn't know that you needed a separate because he's going to be broadcasting in English.
International broadcast,
Yeah, but why do they need a different feed from whatever the regular one is?
Well, it's on Fox. I think they only get ESPN in Australia. That's how they watch the game. There's some sort of arrangement there. Right. Yeah. That's big for Levy. You think he's going to get all like go into Australia mode, like throwing shrimps on the Barbie and shit?
Do you think that there's someone like at ESPN that does that regularly? Like, I don't know if Steve Levy does this all the time, but you think that there's someone that does that? And in Australia, they are the biggest broadcaster in the world.
Yes.
Do you think it's Levy? Like, you think Levy goes to Australia? It's like, oh my God, that's Steve Levy. Like, that's the greatest broadcaster of our time.
I have no idea if this is the first time he's doing this, but I guarantee you, if this is the first time after the Super Bowl, Steve Levy will never buy a drink again in Australia. Yes, I believe that. I do.
I think that's
he'll be a superstar. What do you mean he called the Super Bowl, Bill?
You should ask your friends that started that taco place.
Guzmani Gomez. Yeah,
you're always talking about in Australia and ask them if they know who Steve Levy is and if he's the biggest broadcaster.
But just that one.
Well, no, they'll know Steve Levy because they spent a good deal of time in the United States. So they'll know who Levy is. The question is, will he be a big-time celebrity in Australia after he calls the Super Bowl? And I guarantee you their answer is going to be yes. So, I mean, I'm just telling you, Billy.
Like, I feel like
in Mexico, here's the deal. The games could be on CBS when I was in Cancun. This is how it works at U.S. Yeah. When the games, they're on all different networks, but you were only watching them on ESPN with the same guy. Like, it was some guy from ESPN calling the games. I don't remember who it was.
Yeah.
But, like, they're not hearing... You know, they're not hearing Kevin Burkhardt and Greg Olsen and perhaps Tom Brady. I mean, that's not who you hear.
Do you feel bad for Olsen?
No. Why?
I'm just asking. because he's getting a lot of praise. Everyone's saying he's doing a great job.
He's great. And,
yeah,
he's great.
That's why
Tom Brady. I mean,
that's why you might feel bad for him, because he's going to get replaced by Tom Brady.
Well, let me ask you this. I already know that Greg Olsen is great, Billy. So wouldn't you be like, we already know that team's great. Burkhardt's fantastic. I've known that for years. Okay. And Olsen has turned into a great broadcaster. Or wouldn't you be more intrigued, okay, to see how Tom Brady, the first game Tom Brady does is a Super Bowl. I want to see how Brady is at broadcasting more than, you know, I want the unknown more than the known. That's really where I'm getting at. And I think Mike EA agrees with me. You'd rather see Brady do it just so we can talk about whether or not Brady's good at it, right?
Imagine we get a terrible game. Imagine it's like 28-0 in the third quarter, and then Tom Brady steps into the booth. Now all of a sudden you're paying attention again. Now you're like, wait a minute. Let's see how he makes this interesting.
Right, 28-7 down, right? Well, he'll make it interesting by stepping onto the field for the other team and bringing them back from three tutties down. How about that?
Oh, Stugatz, I just said yes to someone that you're going to like.
Oh, let me see. Oh, my God. Billy just said yes to Kirk Cousins.
Oh, why did you say his name?
I don't know.
It may not happen.
I got too excited.
That's the thing about Super Bowl week and Radio Row week that, like, I don't know if the listeners would realize, is that they throw 8 billion names at you and you basically say yes to everyone, right? Because you want everyone.
Yeah.
And then you'll either get a no or you'll get a yes. You basically say yes to everyone and you'll get a no or yes or whatever. And then even after it's confirmed, it's like always a game time decision. Like, will this happen because someone else will come by or something else will come up or whatever. So
1 minute you think you're going to a cigar party with Jaws and Sal Pal and Mike Golick. The next minute you're not going to that party because you're hanging out with Kirk Cousins. That's what Super Bowl week is all about. That's what it's all about. That's it.
Speaking of which, and we can't say names, but Stugatz may have some one-on-one time, either for air or not for air, with a starting quarterback that he's been very happy with and praised throughout the season. But we're still going to see if that gets locked in or not. You're going to be rubbing elbows, man. I'm excited for you.
I'm excited for you. It's going to be fun. I've done this, man. I'm excited for you to experience it with me, man.
I forgot that you didn't go last year. I thought that you went last year, but you stayed behind and didn't go.
I stayed behind. Chris Cody was out there with Chris Whittingham, I believe. So
yeah, so I've never seen you in your like full Super Bowl mode.
We did Miami together, right?
We did Miami together, but we just did Radio Row, and it was here, so it was like, you know, when you were done, you went home. When I was done, I went home, because it was like, let's just get on with our lives.
No, you're going to see me in full bloom, Billy. I'll sit down at tables where they invite me to sit down. I sit down with shows that don't invite me to sit down with them. I'll start interrupting their segments. I'll be all over Sims and Floria, whether they want me or not. Like, I don't care, man. I'll sit down for an hour with Christopher Mann, Doug Russo. It doesn't matter. I mean, just if you're in my line of sight, I'm sitting down with you. That's it. I mean, and there's a hug, there's an embrace. And if you don't know my name, that's on you. I mean, because I probably don't know your name either. So, but I love you. I mean,
you don't. I think Golick's going to realize, and we can check in with him in 2 weeks.
He's up to 8 products that he's pitching, by the way.
Unbelievable. I can't even. Yeah. I wish I had an agent. If you're an agent out there, I don't know why you're listening to this, but if you're an agent out there and you want to get me like some sponsorships to walk around and just chill for a couple.
But they wouldn't. They only give him the Golick. I mean, that's it.
He gets everything, dude. It's incredible.
Well, he's a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Fame broadcaster, you know?
Yeah.
Billy, I don't think even if we offered ourselves to advertisers, they'd be like, no, both of us.
I don't know. I've been pitched some people that are selling products that I'm like,
I think we should do a tour for God Bless Football, you and I. That's what we should do. Just promote God Bless Football.
I was reading a press release and I think someone committed to us to doing such things already. And I don't know. I honestly don't know when we're going to have the time, because we have lots of things booked. I'm pretty excited about it. We'll see.
I mean, whoever did that might want to reach out to me and ask me how much money they want. I want to do that. You know, I'm just saying.
You're pitching your own thing, so it benefits you directly in this. If we sit down with Austin Eckler, because I'm trying to lock down a time, we should just have him pitch absolutely everything he has, right? Like lamps or whatever. We were joking about it with him, but we should have him do that.
Yes, and I would like you to book Golick through all 8 of the separate products that he is promoting, okay? Like, he has 8 tours to do, and I want to be in on all 8 of them, Billy. In addition to whatever Golik's going to do with us, I want him 8 times promoting a product on our show.
And we should treat each one like it's our first time sitting down with him. Hi, Mike Golik, Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
what do you got going on with diabetes?
that's a real thing for those listening. That's like diabetes pays well. You know what I mean? Like
the medication.
Yeah, for diabetes. It's not just Mikey
to help you with your diabetes.
Yeah,
but don't Mike said the checks are so big. He was happy when he got diabetes.
No. Don't you share an agent with him? Why can't you have his agent toss some of those your way?
It's a great point. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They're not coming my way. They're going the way of Mike Golik.
They
don't want me. They want him.
No.
Little splashback?
Exactly. You're like, you know, the show Entourage. Like, in this situation, like, he's Vinny Chase and you're Johnny Drama. And you guys both have Ari representing you. And it's like, you're going to need Vinny to go and tell Ari, hey, throw Johnny some work. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But how about here's what we'll do. Okay. I'm going to reach out to Lou and say, hey, every time Golik's on with us, he tells us of a new product that he's endorsing, Radio Row. You want to throw a bone my way.
Exactly, and
I'll let you know how he responds. Okay. Because Lou does not mince his words. He's going to respond that there is no product that wants to affiliate itself with you. That's what I think he's going to say.
Well, then you tell him,
A million have over the 20 years of doing this goddamn thing. Now I'm starting to come around, Billy. You know
that's what I'm saying.
Golik's past his prime. He's 60 years old.
It's not time to attack Golik. If anything, it's time for you to ask Lou, what am I paying you for? You know what I mean?
Throw me a bone here. Right.
Hey, it's Super Bowl. There's plenty of companies out there. Like, I'll promote anything. I mean,
I don't have diabetes, but I like a good burger too. Right. I'm with you.
I like pork rinds.
Yeah, exactly right. Right. Mm-hmm. You know what, Billy? I'm going to do this the second we are done interviewing Tom Brady.
Do it on Zoom. Get Lou in here.
Lou's not coming in here. Okay. No, Lou's not coming in here. Okay. Lou did the show once and he said that's the last time.
Did he really?
Yeah. Lou's been on before, right, Mikey? Remember? He had a brief cameo many, 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 many episodes ago. Mm. Lou did.
Why? Possible. What were you complaining about?
I don't know. He was negotiating something for me. I forget what it was.
So, we have to check in with Golik in 2 weeks.
Right after the first episode of Stupidity when it was bigger than Oprah. It was the number one podcast in Apple, and I told him to renegotiate right then and there. Okay.
And
he didn't get it done.
Yeah.
So he was dealing with something for Golik.
Diabetes.
Yeah. I think Golik's going to find that the Super Bowl in your hometown, while it seems easier, is much more a pain in the ass.
He's going to hate it.
It's the worst because everybody wants you to like host them for things and he's different. When he hosts things, he gets paid a shit ton, but
right.
It's not
there's an expectation as someone who lives in the area. We'll have to give recommendations where to go. I mean, I've already peppered him with some restaurant questions and other golf courses, and he's already annoyed with me. I mean, the week hasn't even started yet. I mean,
well, you also have like your real life responsibilities too that like you don't get away from. Like, he still has to feed the dogs or whatever it is that he has to do every day. He's still going to have to do every day. So it's not like he's just on a mini vacation where he's going to Ditka's cigar party. He's going to Ditka's cigar party and then he has to go home and like, you know, feed the fish or whatever.
Right. And I'm pretty certain he's being paid for Ditka's cigar party.
Really?
I would imagine he's getting paid for everything out there. I hope he takes his golf cart around and loses it. I mean, I really did.
That's not nice.
I mean,
this will be Exhibit A if it gets stolen.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right.
Wait, when you went to Notre Dame, did you get a ride in the golf cart or no?
No, but I saw the golf cart. I didn't see it. He pulled up in the golf cart. Oh, it's glorious. It's everything you would expect Mike Golik's golf cart to be. I mean,
when I saw yours, I was kind of like underwhelmed a little bit because it was played up on the air for such a long time as being.
No, you saw the new one. So you saw the one. You saw the new one I got where I condensed it down because the first one I had, you would have loved. Big wheels, jet stickers all over it. You know, it had 4 seats. You saw the 2-seater. You didn't see the big one. Yeah.
Stugatz. Another thing from what happened this week in the world of football, Aaron Rodgers, they said, break some news to us, say something. Did you see what he said?
No.
You didn't see this?
No.
oh my God, on the golf course, he said, like, in front of a crowd, they said, tell us something, break some news for us, say something. And he's like, I'm not telling you guys anything. And then he goes, I'm not going to San Fran.
Oh my God.
It's happening. Not playing in San Fran, was what he said.
It's happening.
Stugatz, that's big that it's he happening. Said that.
It's happening. Yes. No, it's very big. Right. He didn't say New York, but he didn't rule out New York. He absolutely just said San took Fran. Out San Fran, which I love.
And, I mean, and I think that we agreed that the two biggest competitors were San Fran and Las Vegas, and one of them is now out of the mix.
And I feel like Las Vegas is probably out of the mix as well.
A lot of honesty, because like Derek Carr yesterday, when they were talking, he was like straight up like, I'm not coming back here. And then they said something because he was doing like the thing where they throw the footballs at the targets and all that stuff.
Well, they let Derek Carr go. Why would he say anything other?
Well, they ask him, they go, have you ever been this hot in Vegas? He goes, if I was, I'd be coming back here or something like that.
I wouldn't be playing somewhere else.
Yeah, he said something along the lines. Yeah, so.
Yeah, Derek Carr. So I don't think, like, if you're Aaron Rodgers at this point, why would you go to the AFC West of all places, you know? Like, you have Herbert in there, you have Mahomes in there.
That's the answer.
Yeah, but that would be the only reason, and that's a bad reason to go there.
That's a big answer. That's a big reason.
It's a bad reason, yeah. He just said.
It's a bad reason to go. Nathaniel Hackett's a better reason to go to New York, Mike. Mm. Yes.
We're gonna have your heart broken. So
I know.
Much.
I know.
Say is like,
Mike, you want to know what I'm gonna do with you, Mike? Before, you know, since you're poo-pooing this on the front end, Mike, and I'm really excited. Okay, uh-oh. When the Jets win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, you know who's not celebrating it with me on a parade float with Aaron Rodgers? You, like, because you're really down on this. What do you want? Either. What do you want him to trot out Zach Wilson again? What do you want from the team?
I want them to do something. I just
they're trying to get the greatest quarterback who's ever lived.
All right.
Well, no, that's the guy who's about to join us right now on the show.
Yeah, we'll get to him. Don't worry about him. You didn't see this. I'm shocked that you're not all over this.
I'm not. Listen, I just want to let this thing happen. I'm not paying attention to it. It's something I just like. Listen, if it happens, someone let me know. I don't want to hear about it. I'm not going to follow Adam Schefter around. I haven't texted Schefter once. I'm not texting Aaron Rodgers. I'm not doing anything. Just let me know if it happens. And if it happens, it happens. That's it. I'll be happy. That's it. And if it doesn't, I'll be crushed.
Oh, God. Stugatz.
Who are you saying yes to?
The Marcus Ware just confirmed to promote Sleep Number mattresses.
Oh, I love him. I love him so much. Ware or unaware? How about that? I mean,
we'll work on that.
Ware or beware? I mean,
we'll work on this. This needs some work. So just to be clear, we're now going to air an interview with Tom Brady from 4 years ago.
It's either that, you can air the Aaron Rodgers interview we did this year. It's up to you.
In that interview where he stated that he was never going to leave Green Bay because he wanted to end things the right way.
Oh, yeah, that's what he said to us, to me and Dan. You're right. I mean.
He said it meant something for him to finish with the same team that he started with.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. Find like anything he says.
It's like 18 weeks ago, though. Things have changed.
Right. Yep. Listen, it is what it is. I mean, I didn't buy that he was finishing this thing with Green Bay. I never did. And I always thought he'd either retire. Finney's very excited.
Yeah.
He'd either retire or he'd end up at a place like New York. I think setting going to a place where the bar is so low is a really good call by Aaron Rodgers because there's only upside. Going to San Francisco, as we discussed, you have to win a Super Bowl. And now just getting a team to the second round of the playoffs. Heck, we lose wild card weekend. We're going to be thrilled. And if you can teach Zach Wilson how to be a fucking quarterback in the NFL, then it's a win-win for everyone. That's it. I mean, that's what I'm hoping for. And keep in mind, I mean, it will be Aaron and Joe Flacco both teaching Zach Wilson how to play football in the NFL. So if he can't learn from those two, who can he learn from? I mean, nobody. Can you imagine that's what we trot out, Mike? Zach Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, and Joe Flacco.
Where's Mike White going to go?
Oh, who cares? Tired of him. Yeah. to Las Vegas.
I can't
have
wait.
A Hall of Fame career. Speaking of Hall of Famers, here's Tom Brady.
Stu Gatz here from my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. Listen, for me, it's simple. When I'm sitting around with friends, with family, we're at concerts, we're watching the Knicks finally win for the first time in 30 years, we're laughing, we're having a great time, we do it with ice cold Miller Lite. Always have, always will. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Oh my gosh. Folks, gather around. Everyone gather around. Listen to these words. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. With same game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more, don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And if you're new to DraftKings, you gotta check this out. New customers, listen to me. You bet just $5 to get 150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code Dan. That's code Dan for new customers. And you get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's insane. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is four missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
How you doing, Tom? We really appreciate your time. Thanks so much for doing it.
Anything for Sam.
How many times has Sam beaten you on the golf course, Tom? How many times?
Not every time. I don't think. He's probably one of the best players I've ever played against, and he's mentally tough, and he is extremely talented.
Keep it up. Because that's what I'm trying to figure out is because you got this tournament coming up. You're playing with Peyton, and I think I have this correct. The last time y'all were on the golf course together – you lost to my granddad and Ed Hurley. Is that, do I have that right? Does that bode worse for you or Peyton going into this match?
It doesn't really speak well to any of us in our skills, but I would say I'm going to lose to two guys. Those are two guys I'd rather lose. So I'd much rather lose to Sam and Ed than to Tiger and Peyton, believe me.
The Capital One, the match. Capital One's the match, champions for charity. It's going to be at Medalist Golf Club, May 17th, 2 p.m. Tiger and Peyton, Brady and Phil. This is exciting. Like, Tom, first off, let me just say thank you. As a New York Jet fan, thank you for getting the hell out of my division. Finally, I appreciate it, man.
Well, that wasn't the intention to help the Jet fan.
But I do appreciate it. Are you excited for this match? What did you shoot today, by the way?
I lost. It was I had a great partner. I had the number one ranked player in the world playing with me today, and we still couldn't pull off the win. But my game was a little poor. It wasn't from Rory's issue. It was more from my issue.
How does it feel to be in the sort of the first group of athletes that are returning to televised sports? Does it feel weird that that is for golf and not for football?
It's kind of that time of year. I mean, in a strange way, it worked out. It's been a difficult time for everybody. Everybody's trying to adjust and adapt. And I think that's kind of what everyone's trying to figure out how to do. And you know, how do we maintain some semblance of our life, understanding the issues that we're all dealing with. So, you know, I think sports is a great way of obviously bringing communities together and groups of fans and people. And you know, people are going to have to adjust as we learn some different things as these events take place. So I'm happy, you know, there's some momentum going, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, how these events play out over the next few months.
Tom, what I'm wondering, in quarantine, you have a famously...
You look like you're in quarantine, man. Are you in a closet? Where are you at right now?
He really is, man.
I'm in a master... Yes. I just moved into a house like you, and I am yet to get my office set up. Like, Charlie's got a master's flag behind him. He's really winning this so far.
He is. But, Charlie, look at that background you got.
This is, so as you can see here, we got the little 2013 Masters flag. That's a shout out to Adam Scott. Great performance that year. Thanks to Sam. Got a few of these saved back, you know, a little art from the show, but yeah, just doing what I can. Just trying to keep up with the Adam Schefters of the world.
That's pretty good. I love that.
You got a bunch of yours.
Yeah, that's right. I see a pancake mixer back there.
Yeah. I see. Instant pot, you know, I on those TB12 recipe, you know, I got to get on the TB12 diet to stay right.
Your grandpa knows a lot about that, believe me.
How about you told me that the Buck jerseys are the number 12s are back ordered October the 1st. You bought us a bunch of them, didn't you? What were you, about 20 of them?
Tom, I'm on the hook in a bad way for both my granddad and for Mr. Dunn, because I told him I could get them Bucks jerseys as soon as the jerseys drop. Lo and behold, I'm not going to get them till the end of October. So I don't know if you have any friends over there. You can pull some strings, because I'm not. It's not great for me right now.
I'll do what I can do.
I promise you, we'll get.
I'll do what I can do.
He's at about $1,500, and that's on me. So not a great look for me.
You know, he's a new member down here at Seminole, right?
Yeah. So Tom, so are you? I'm interested in watching the tournament that'll be a week before yours on the 17th. Are you kind of interested to see how that's going to play out, both to kind of see how your tournament will be the following weekend, but also to see if there are things that you can learn through, you know, the types of things Mr. Dunn's tried to do at Seminole that will be applied to televised sports when that comes back, whenever that does come back?
Sure. Well, they're the first one at it, and there's no more spectacular venue, you know, than this one right here. So it's an unbelievable course. It's going to be amazing for the world to get to see it on TV for the first time. And I think it's the first of many great things to come here. There's obviously been an incredible membership and course here, but the Walker Cup's coming, I think, in a year and a half, and it's going to be amazing.
Tom, aren't you tired of beating Peyton? I mean, aren't you tired of it?
No. You kidding me? Wait a minute. He's got his fair share of mine, too. So Eli's the one that I'm actually happy I'm not playing. against Eli on the golf course. Peyton, I got a shot.
That's a good point.
Not against Peyton. Tom, can we
just hear your words, because it's been very intriguing the last few months you've had. What happened at the Tampa Park, and what happened when you were trying to locate Byron Leftwich? Like we've seen the reports on it, but I'm just curious in your words how it went.
Charlie, I have a theory. Tom, I have a theory before you answer that. The theory is that you've been under quarantine for so long, nearly two decades, that you just wanted to be outside and be around and go around town. Is that fair? Or?
Well, it's been new to Florida, so I don't know quite where I'm going yet. So I'm trying to figure out. Normally in Boston, I'm stuck inside the house all day, so at least I get a chance to move around a little bit.
I'm not sure you guys experienced that, but it seems like he's coming back. Good old Sam.
Do you think that this is – I heard this, and I could be wrong. I heard that when they were filming 80 for Brady, and it feels like it's wrong because it was so long ago, that, like, when they were rapping is when he retired the first time. So, like, did they write in something about his retirement into the movie, and now he's retired the weekend the movie comes out?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Could you imagine also if this was just, like, a big, like, there's a Super Bowl commercial where he unretires again?
I don't think he's retired. I mean, did you get the sense? We just spoke to him.
Yeah.
The big twist ending, the M. Night Shyamalan myth.
There's a reason Aaron Rodgers said what he said. Right. It would be the first good movie M. Night Shyamalan ever made, by the way. What? I mean, I'm serious. He's great at previews. He's terrible at movie making.
Oh, wait a minute. His movies are bad.
He's got the greatest catalog of movie previews in the history of movie making. Every single movie looks like it's going to be the greatest movie I've ever seen. And then I go see him and they're duds. I mean, he sets the bar too high with his previews.
You know what he should do for his next movie, M. Night Shyamalan? Just have the most straightforward movie ever. And right. then have it end and people like, wait, what did I miss? And just have everyone completely like confused for the rest of their lives because they're like, something happened. I'm waiting for the twist. What was it?
No, the preview needs to be so boring, needs to be so bad that the movie actually exceeds your expectations. That's what it needs to be.
I don't know about that.
No, I think that's a good way of selling a movie. Bad preview, good movie.
That's the opposite way of selling a movie is a bad preview.
Yeah, but we're all on to him. Great preview, terrible movie. I feel like everyone's on to M. Night Shyamalan at this point. Yeah.
Is that how you experience M. Night Shyamalan, Mikey?
I didn't really think about it, but
the movies haven't been great. I mean, they haven't.
No, it's been all downhill since The Sixth Sense.
The Sixth Sense, yeah. Mm. Yep. By the way, the other reason Rogers is saying he's not going to San Francisco is because he knows someone else is. I mean, how about that?
Not Jimmy G. Jimmy G's gone too, Stugatz.
Vegas. I mean, good.
Oh. Baker Mayfield's available.
Yeah, in Vegas.
Everyone can't play for Vegas.
I want Aaron Rodgers all to myself. I mean, I do. Vegas. Someone's got to go there, Bill.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold.
Why wouldn't Garoppolo go there? It makes total sense when you think about it. Josh McDaniel, I mean, that's the guy, you know, him and Belichick drafted him. That seems like a perfect spot. Devontae Adams is there. Great spot for Jimmy G, you know? Plus, I mean, Jimmy G would crush Vegas. I mean, go on.
Yeah.
Yep. So we have it, right? Brady to San Francisco, Jimmy G to Las Vegas, and Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. Exciting. I think the Dolphins get Baker Mayfield. I do. That's where I think he's going. You need Billy. Yeah, you got to have someone back up Tua. You do. You need a veteran to back up Tua. You do. Okay, I'm just telling you what I think. That's all.
You're acting like that as your backup when he's starting for the Jets. Imagine how I'll feel.
I don't care how you feel. You didn't want Aaron Rodgers.
I do want Aaron Rodgers. I'm just not delusional to think we're going to get him.
But hack it.
Mike, do you ever think maybe Aaron and I are close enough where he says, hey, you know what? I want to win one for Stugatz.
He's never thought that.
No. No one has ever thought that. No. No one has ever thought that.
Win one for the Gipper. Win one for the Gods.
Yeah.
Brady's coming back. This is great. Stupidity. Stu Gatz here from my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. Listen, for me, it's simple. When I'm sitting around with friends, with family, we're at concerts, we're watching the Knicks finally win for the first time in 30 years, we're laughing, we're having a great time, we do it with ice cold Miller Lights. Always have, always will. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.